listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I do hope you'll stay with me this evening and listen to some of the nonsense I have to say to you, because it may seem nonsense, but I'm talking about the subject of emotion and how destructive it is. Now, I know you think that emotion is life. You remember the movie with Dr. Spock? He was the one that didn't have any emotions, if I can remember correctly. But he was also the smartest one, because emotions get in the way and distort things and you and life. Emotions kill. So now, what do we do? If that's the case, what do we do? Do we get rid of emotions? Well, no, you can't. I don't think you can get rid of emotions. Not you, but something can. So, let's settle down, please, and let me share something that could save your life. What if I was to tell you that I have discovered, and I discovered this about 60 years ago, how to overcome post-traumatic stress disorder for the military, and that's, I'm giving tremendous amounts of material to them, but it cures them. Well, it's a CD like this. See this CD? It's upside down. No, it isn't. Coping strategies. Now, this doesn't cost much. And so if I give this to a veteran, I don't say, do you have post-traumatic stress disorder? Do you have any stress? Yes. Here it is. That person gets better. The chances of it are usually about 80%, 90%. You have to have a certain inclination towards looking for an answer other than medicine. Medicine doesn't cure. And so, but what happens here, you can get a copy of this. It's called Coping Strategy, and you go to my website, fhu.com, and ask for coping strategies. I think it's $20, but free to the military. And there's about 3 or 4 hours of stuff in here. But you don't need it. Actually, the first 10 minutes, you probably get better. Yes. Every soldier that gets one of these gets cured. That's, you know, with an occasional, bad luck. You know, I don't know if it's caused. There's a certain amount of inclination of the heart. But I tell you, when you don't know how bad post-traumatic stress disorder is, but it brings me back to the fact that the way I cure the soldier, or this cures it, or they cure themselves with it, is by removing, displacing, there's a good word, displacing emotions, so they don't have any. Wow, but what happens? How can you function? How can you move? How can you... There's all kinds of questions you're going to come up with. And believe me, this is not an easy issue. And I'm going to take it little piece at a time. And if you'd like to call, if you have any stress-related illnesses, which is 95% of them, I'd be happy to talk to you. So you got cancer, you got bipolar, whatever it is, you name the problem, and you just give me the symptom, and you watch how I share. I can share with you how to overcome the problem by overcoming your emotions. Okay, so the number to call is 800-866-8883. Please don't be scared of me, because you are hearing for the first time, possibly in your life, some silly talk about emotion killing you, and how the enemy knows how to use your emotions to kill you. And the emotions that you have for your girlfriend will kill you too. It will. It will take a little longer. But it produces every known sickness, 95% of all illnesses, suffering, misery, disease, war, all because of out of control emotions. All right, we'll be right back.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
I'm going to be here 2 hours, if you can take it. And I'm going to show you how your emotions are going to kill you and how you can be killed through them. And every rotten thing on earth comes from emotions which you tend to glorify. And I do not think you'll find anybody on the face of the earth, perhaps me, and if there is somebody, he doesn't have radio. And so it's lucky that radio and yours truly are in tandem with each other, so I can share with you what I've learned over my 88 years. I do not have any emotions. That does not mean I say I don't have love. And well, the scripture says, you know, be angry but sin not. And that means there's a case for that, because he throws the money, the changes out of the temple and just runs amok, and everybody leaves him alone, but he wasn't angry. See, I can punch somebody on the nose and not be angry. And I can take it without being angry. That's the key to life. How do you deal with the moment? Does a moment deal with you? Or do you deal with the moment with emotion like they do? But then it only multiplies. And one wins, but the winner loses, because he's got more angry. He's stronger. He's stronger and he's wronger. And the other person is submissive. And there's a lot to say here, but let me just try to unveil this. I want you to have clarity. And if you don't have clarity, you don't have the story of your life. There is a story in your life, and you cannot make it. You cannot create your own story. And if you do, you'll be very miserable with the outcome. No matter how much money you can make, no matter how more beautiful you become, how important you become, how much money you got, the more you want. And pretty soon you get disturbed, because when you get it all, somehow it burns. And so, I don't know any of you who are rich enough, but you take drugs. You see, what is drugs? What does drugs do to you? They take away the pain of your emotions, of the effect of your emotions. And the more emotion you have, the more confused you become, and the less you can see clearly. So the less emotion, I think you'd agree. But what about happy emotions? No, happy emotion is also emotion. It's artificial. You know, whoopee, 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 whoopee. I'm so happy. I'm so happy. She's so pretty. No. But you see, that disappears sooner or later. No. In other words, you do not need to be motivated. That's the key. You do not need to be motivated or manipulated, but you are when you get upset. And the word upset means upside down, backwards, whatever you want to call it. And so let me just talk to you a little bit now. Cruel people have power, correct? Angry people, strong people. And how do they have power? To take your power away. And so, but in order to have power, you really got to be kind of insecure and sort of have an emotional thing where you are made to be insecure and to be taken away from your confidence so that you start to have doubts and fears. These are all emotional feelings. So in other words, if somebody cannot upset you, they cannot control you. If they can upset you, they can control you. And the word upset clearly means, in this case, to turn around the other way, to put something upside down. But, you know, so if it's possible to deal with a bully, to deal with a situation that pulls and pushes, if you could stay calm, collected, you win by not losing your cool. Now, let me just talk to you a little bit. I have a very interesting book, and we'll talk about this book later on, but I'm just taking little pieces of this, and we'll talk about... first of all, we're going to take a call first. And we're going to talk to Thomas. And when I finish with Thomas, if you want to keep calling, call 800-866-8883. I prefer that. I really don't like to... Listen, I can talk a whole week with a little sleep and not say the same thing twice. There's so much to say about this. But if you hear me tweeting here and talking, and you sense this man knows what he's talking about, maybe he can tell me what's wrong with me. What's bipolar? Yeah. What do I do with my diverticulitis or whatever it is? Or my... you know, whatever sickness you've got, it's usually there's emotion behind it that drives you to do stupid things and sniff stupid things. And then not sniff anything, but just sniff yourself. And you see that emotions, all by yourself, quietly suppressed, is killing you. And you have the endless loop of thoughts because emotions sustain angry thoughts, strange thoughts, and changes your identity. It changes who you are, what you could be. And so this is my purpose, is to go against the grain of the world that says emotions make you human. Emotions, the truth of the matter is, as long as you believe that, you could be manipulated. As long as you believe what I just said, as long as you believe that emotions are human, and well, you won't have a life. You will not be able to see clearly. As you get older, you may, if you're brilliant and you're very ambitious, you have a certain kind of clarity, but it's sort of luck. It's like a pressure that people give in and trust you and follow you. But you got to be very careful how you follow a person or follow you if you're the person that other people follow, because you have their slaves. They don't know they are. So let's take our first call, and then I'll clear up all the information I said to you that is a little disturbing. Thomas in Las Vegas. Hello, Thomas. What can I do for you?
Hi.
Hello, old boy. Go ahead. Hello, I can hear you.
Can you hear? Thank you. I was abused from birth. My parents hated me. My whole family hated me. I can't get over this. I don't know what love is. I was just dumped by my girlfriend, whom I thought cared for me.
How old are you?
Apparently not. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
I just want to know how old you are.
I'm 64. My whole life has been crap. The whole life, it's been one awful relationship after another. I don't know what love is. I don't deserve it. Roy, I'm lost.
If anybody deserves love and salvation, it's you. I've never seen in my life as gracious gentleman as you are. And if I have never seen a person more worthy of redemption than you. You have done me a favor by calling me and letting me help you.
I don't deserve love. I don't know what love is. I have no idea.
But maybe you don't know what love is. Maybe you don't know what it is. Because if you really knew what it was... Listen, you've been trying to get it for the most of your life. And how did you get it? May I guess, and a good guess, I think, you've become an appeaser. You look for love in all the wrong places. And the devil rises up and does you harm. Is that correct? If I could say it in the best way, simple way.
I did not want sex. This was straight out. First thing, no sex. All I wanted was to touch her, to hug her, to kiss her. That's all I wanted. I didn't want anything else.
Well, how long ago was that? Is this an incident you're talking about? Recently or in the past or what?
It's recently.
Oh, I see.
I've known her for...
You were rejected, right?
I've known her for 15 years.
No, I know, but let me stop. You felt rejected.
Yes, sir.
Did you impose yourself?
No. No.
And so what?
Never,
so,
I did so, not want any... untoward contact with her. No sex. All I wanted to do was hug her.
Yeah, but maybe she doesn't want you to hug her. Do you see?
Sorry.
But you're so feeble. Listen, I don't mean to be rude, but there's something sweet about you, something decent and broken. But let me be a dad. Could you let me play the role of a father and correct you and not feel offended by my correction? Would you let me do that?
Please.
So, would you let me use language that might be insulting a little bit, but true?
Be painfully honest with me.
Okay.
I need it.
Well, you're not a little boy anymore, but you're behaving like a little boy. You're looking for mother to love you. See, in other words, you have a beautiful intuitiveness. There's something intuitive about you. There's something gracious and gentle about you. But it's not real. It is an imitation of what it could be. If I could take you back to being a really little boy, 2 or 3 years old, you would have awareness of everything around you. And the reason why, now listen carefully, the reason why they rejected you and degraded you is because you were innocent, and those other children around you were destroyed. They're innocent. We come into the world, into a family, and families in the age you came into. See, when I was born in 1928, and things were different, and people were different. And when I was 14, England, I'm an Englishman, American, but born in England, people there were actually beautiful, meaning gentle, kind, thoughtful. A little child could get on a bus or a tram, and the conductor and the people will make sure he gets there safely, and he may be 7 or 8, and parents could trust that and play in the field. This America is not that way. That used to be that way. When I first came, it was mostly that way. But you are no different from millions of little children who are rejected and hated for their brightness and their intuitiveness. Would I be telling you the truth that you could tell your father or mother there's something really sick about them? You can see it. So maybe I should ask, which one do you hate most, your dad or your mom?
Roy, I don't hate anyone. I really
that
don't.
That isn't true,
all,
my friend.
All I
that
want isn't. Is to be loved.
No.
That's
no.
All I want.
Well, actually, I'm going to argue with you. You want love, but people don't have it to give, generally speaking. Furthermore, when you are born, you have intuition, and you will have the most love at that moment that you'll ever have, unless you have come to some understanding of what you've lost. And every child born, and the scripture uses the word man born of woman, how else would you be? But there's got to be, men do come out of women. The trouble is, the tendency is that being born to a woman without a father, without a husband, your dad, without a dad that knows how to be a dad, your identity is coming from your mother, which is very dangerous. She'll either love you too much and make you codependent, and so you can't be a man, or she rejects you because she, in life, when she was little girls, she hated her father, and it projects into your dad, and so therefore he never could do the right thing. And the woman who hates men continues to hate them, but even though they need them, they continue to hate them because they're programmed. And it goes away, all the way back to Paradise Lost. And so what you needed is what every boy needs: a father that says, put that down, don't steal, don't do this. But the important thing is, he needs to be in control of his wife, not in with emotion, but with graciousness. The average man looks to a woman and looks to the woman and draws from her love. That's what he's looking for. You are dangerously on a precipice, a downward, a destruction. You are looking for love from a woman, and women are Eve. And you are looking to suck the life, to suck the love from her. And what she does, one woman will reject you because you're so weak and feeble. And another woman will give you that love to control you. But you'll never find love either way. Never, never, never will you find love because love is not a feeling. And so the woman could rise. Women have power. But the good woman wants a man to say, put the fruit down. I remember, and I never forget it, on CBS there was a discussion between a beautiful woman and the person in charge of speaking to her. And she says, I'm a very rich woman. I have everything I want. And she's very pretty. If a man could say no to me, I would give him everything I have. And that really says the truth about a searching woman. But she couldn't find a man that wouldn't use her, could love the hell out of her and stand his ground and not worry about, but knowing what the woman needs. A woman needs the spiritual strength of a Jesus quality. And not just a man that's born of woman that goes back to a woman for reassurance. See, and multiplying. See, so what the mistake you make is you didn't have a good father and your mother prevailed. And your father never corrected your mother. And she might have hated you, or the only choice a woman has is to love you and spoil you, or hate you because you're a man. And because she hates all men, she'll hate even the child. And she'll hate innocence. And there's certain kinds of people who hate innocence. They're called ISIS. They hate children. They hate beauty. They hate innocence. There are people who hate innocence because they've lost their own innocence and have become evil and ugly. But deep down inside, it's been passed them through the generations. And so if a woman is so programmed, she will do one or two things to destroy the children. As there's a dark side to emotions, you see. And so what will happen is a woman will, without a real man to love the hell out of her, rather than embrace the hell in her. See the difference? They look like love, but you need to love the hell out of her. Say, put the fruit down, woman. You can't have a fur coat, and you can't use my money this way. I'm the head of the house. You can discuss things with me, but you're not going to go out buying things. But women will do that, and they want to be stopped. And a child might want to do that, and they need to be stopped. But you've got to get emotion out of the way. You've got to not worry about the outcome, because you need to know that that person needs correction. And it's not easy to correct another person until you are correct yourself. And now we need to discuss what correction is. In other words, you need to stop looking for love in all the wrong places, because you'll never find it, ever. And I'm glad today you call me. You can never... Your kind of person would be not happy if you found it. It would make you a slave. Am I correct?
I am so sad. I cannot explain how much pain I am in. I can't tell you.
Yeah, but forget the pain. Just discuss what we're discussing, and then we'll get to the pain in a minute. Because to look for love in a woman, to look for it, is a big baby. And you become less and less of a man, and she's going to hate you. And she's going to have contempt for you. And so you are a weak man, but you're a decent man deep down inside. You don't understand something. We need to talk a little bit more. Okay, thank you. I didn't hear the music in the background, so I can slow down, you know, and listen. So make it louder so I can hear it. Otherwise, it runs over me. Okay, thank you. I'm talking to the producer. Look, Thomas, please, let me start again a little bit. Look, when you look to a woman for love, what do you expect from her? Are you a big baby?
Really do not.
Yeah, well, yes, you are a big baby if you want mommy to love you. But that's the love you're gonna. That's the love you're gonna get, and that's the love you're gonna give, and it's your baby you. But the point is, you'd also feel that you want something from her she can't give. She can't give a man love. She's Eve. Every woman is Eve. So
I don't expect anything from a woman.
But you want love. No, you want love from her. But she needs love from you. But love from you isn't a feeling. It is a graciousness, a calmness. You have to find what's missing in yourself, but not from women. Then you can have a wife. Then you can have you can cuddle her and love her. But not before you overcome your need for mommy.
I was a caregiver for my wife for 5 years, and she died in California. And she was a miserable, angry person. But I did my husband duty, and I took care of her, and I helped her to her death. But
What did she die from? Cancer?
Pulmonary fibrosis. She was angry, hateful, angry, just miserable. I know the anger killed her. I really do.
Yeah, but it also killed you. It also kills you.
You know, I wouldn't let her take me with her. I promised myself that I would not let her take me with her. I've known that's happened, where the dying person takes the caregiver with them, and it was not going to happen. And no, it did not, really. I've been a messed up person my whole life. My parents hated me.
No, but were you messed
my
up?
Whole family
were you messed up? But were you messed up while you were taking care of her?
Yes, a little bit.
What kind of feeling did you have? Because I can tell you what it is. It is a begrudging love. It is a begrudging love. Is that not careful?
Okay.
Is that not the
maybe
truth?
Maybe that.
No. Maybe not that, maybe. Is it?
Okay. I did my obligation.
Hold it. We're right on this. We are right where we be. Don't go away.
Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Thomas, please listen to me, would you?
Yes, sir.
I'm right on the edge of showing you what the problem is. Right on the edge.
Please.
Now listen, I'm going to tell you a story. Last week, a lady called me, and she says, I'm afraid for my children. And so, what are you afraid of? She says, well, I married a man and I have 5 kids. And I'm ready to do my duty graciously. And she was a very gracious lady. And I believed her. But then her husband went around looking for other women. He wasn't getting enough. She's got 5 children. And So he went around looking for women and left the children to her. Now here is what you need to listen carefully to, because it's something to do with begrudging. And begrudging ruins, makes you a slave. And you can swear all you want, but you're still going to be a slave. So she says, I'm afraid for my children because I feel I am infecting them. I have fear for them. I said, okay. I said, now listen carefully, and you too, Thomas, listen carefully, because it's very, very subtle. Very, very subtle. But it will break your... It will open up you up like a... Anyway, I was trying to find a simile, but it didn't come out very good. Listen, I said, did you or did you not feel like you were... I'm looking for a word. Obligated. Did you feel the pull of the load that you're about to carry? And she says, yes. I felt I begrudged it, but I did it. I said, I know you did it, but you did it begrudgingly. It isn't the same thing. So, but because the begrudging is the resentment turning into guilt, and guilt turning into what you think of as love doing the job. But there's a resentment in it. There's an angry resentment in it while you're doing it, and you don't, the children see it, but she didn't. And she began to be afraid. Anger creates fear and aggression. So some women would beat their kids, and some women would be at odds. She wouldn't know what to do. I mean, I don't mind taking care of the kids, but, you know, I have to work and everything as well. I don't know what to do, but I got to do it. And she does it, but she does it begrudgingly. And that begrudgingness is emotion. And so she became a slave of the children, but she was a good heart. But she was got pulled into an angry feeling. She became angry and hit and became guilty from being angry, and the guilt got her to do it anyway. And the only way she could keep doing it is to keep begrudging it, because the energy gave her the guilt that made her... You see, it gave her the guilt that causes her to do her duty, called love. There is no love there. And so, I apply that to you. Your wife was sick, but I say to you, she hated you for a long time. And then she started to die. And then you began to, because you're a noble person like the lady I speak, but you began to begrudge, because she is mean and cruel and mean, and but she tends to irritate you. And in that irritation, in that anger, comes guilt. And from that guilt comes, well, you know, I'm an honorable man, and that guilt turns into slavery. So really, you were slave. Even though you did everything you could, you thought of yourself as doing the right thing. You did the right thing with the wrong energy, and therefore it took life away from you. And you're still crying. You're trying to get back what you lost from a woman, and they don't want to give it to you. It starts all over again. And if they give it to you, you'll become a slave of it. So the minute somebody rises to the occasion of your needing and lets you kiss and hug, and then you feel better, it's because your woman has displaced God. See, that's your woman that's displaced. She's the dope pusher, and you're the dope. She gives you the feeling you want. And I say to you, as you get older, women don't like weak men like this. This is a good subject for women to call the program. But do you understand what I said? You did it begrudgingly, yes or no?
I I'm so sorry. I'm 64 years
but,
old.
But you didn't answer the question.
I'm crying like a child.
But listen, listen. You didn't answer the question. Did you do it begrudgingly? Or you did it... Well, if you did it with love, you wouldn't have noticed it. In other words, you had plenty of love. You had plenty to give.
I resented her. I loved her.
You resented her, and then you loved her. But listen.
I did what I needed to do.
No. You got to stop. You got to stop. You're missing it. You're missing it. You did it. You begrudged it. You did it with resentment, and then you felt guilty, and the guilt drove you to do it. And she got worse. You enabled her to be a bitch, a bigger one. And the bigger one, you rose to the occasion and resented it, felt guilty, and you did it again. And you did it for 5 years, and there's hardly anything left of you.
She got terrible.
You are in the grave with her now.
I made a promise when I married her that I would... better or worse. And that's where it went.
You're missing it.
But
I'm going to let you go in a minute. You're just... all you're doing is crying to me.
I know.
Are you not hearing me? Do you know the difference? Do you understand... Listen, I can sit here and begrudge and get irritated with you and feel guilty and then keep you on and it would sound the same, but it isn't the same.
Okay.
It isn't the same.
Other people.
The minute you start to resent the person you love, guilt comes in. Resentment causes guilt. Guilt causes you to want to compensate and think to yourself, I don't really want to help this person, but I have made my troth till death do us part. I get that. I've been 64 years. I've had a difficult wife too. I never had any resentment. I love, but it isn't a feeling. I'm always there. I'm always correcting her and always doing the right thing, but there's no begrudging. It's endless. It's endless. But you are giving from your gut. I'm giving from the heart. And what I'm trying to say is you need to meditate and find the origin of love deep within you.
What is love?
Well, it's hard to describe, isn't it? But there's two kinds. One's begrudging, and one flows effortlessly as if you had all of it all the time. You have to be a Jesus kind of person. In other words, if you don't have the love of God in you that saves you from all this, saves you from looking for love in other people and becoming a slave to it, that's what you did. And the more you loved her, the more contempt she had for you, because she knew it wasn't love, you were a slave. And so the more you loved her, the more she hated you. The more she hated you, the more you hated back, but then you said to yourself, I have given my troth to death do us part. And so you kept that part, but you kept it as a slave, not as a lover. And then you're sort of proud of yourself for 1 minute and confused in the other. I say you didn't love your wife. You killed her. You killed her with your affection. You emboldened her wickedness. That's what you did. You emboldened her wickedness.
Will God forgive me?
Well, of course. But as long as you understand that you didn't know what love was. And you're never going to find a woman in your whole life in the state you're in. Never. She'll eat you for breakfast or run like hell.
Wow. That is...
But that's not her fault. That's your fault.
No, I buy I can't think of the name, but I accept the
But look, I've been doing this for 55 years on the radio. I love what I'm doing. I can do it all day long, and it's a joy. I don't, you know, hardly ever ask for money. People support my program, and they don't support it like they should, but still, I still get by. And I love it because I have an endless love. It's endless because, not because of me, my body, my mind, my corporeal nature. It's, God is in me, and He is... As long as I forgive and do the right thing in the right time according to the intuition He gives me. Intuition means an education from within, which is very difficult to explain. It's what you need to look for. You need to find the love which will save you from all this mess. Save you from the women. Save you from the bullies.
I really don't. I want to love a woman, and I've got it.
No, you don't. You want to embrace a woman and suck up what you think of as love. I'm sorry.
There you go. I want to touch her. I want to embrace her. And that's what I just did.
It's all about you, isn't it? It's not about her.
Yeah.
It's all about you.
It's my comfort zone.
Yeah. No. Well, it's your comfort zone, but it's all about you. It doesn't matter about the woman. You just want a woman to love you. That's it. And give you a feeling. Oh, then you give loyalty. But that loyalty is a slave. You don't get it. Nice talking to you, Thomas. Call me back another day. Okay, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Well, please, may I suggest, is there anybody out there that understands begrudging as a compulsion, or just as a begrudging because one can look down one's nose and look down and get the person obligated to give you something back? And as long as they give you something back, you love them. But then who is controlling who when you come to look at it from both sides? And so this was a good beginning to the program, and for you to understand the word begrudging, you do it. And you do it with a smile on your face. But deep down inside, you got lots of anger. And the anger creates guilt. And the guilt says to you, well, you know, I should do this, I promised to do this, but you do it begrudgingly. What if you could do it not begrudgingly? Because you need the energy you need emotional energy. And emotional energy converts you into an animal in conflict with your human. Listen carefully. Emotional energy is like a monkey. A monkey and a dog and a pig and a cat, whatever it is that moves, needs emotion to function. Human beings cannot function. They become dysfunctional. And then you have an imitation of love. All the love you have is imitation. None of it's real. People will love you to take something from you. Material, they will love you and be gracious to you. But deep down inside, they want something to you. And when they love you, maybe they feel, you know, I was trying to find a word for it, but you know what I'm trying to say. Begrudging isn't love. Love isn't love, as long as you want something back. Right. And so, there are people who give off their, give their shirt, but they're giving the, off their life force, and until there's nothing left. But if you have a, if you have a spirit, a God spirit, is endless. It doesn't come from your guts like that.
Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
So, I'm asking my audience, is begrudging love love? No. It's slavery. And when you discover that you're only making things worse, something says to you, well, you haven't tried hard enough. And you promised. And in that anger, resentment, you didn't get what you want. Or you got what you want and it isn't enough. It's either way. Because the more you get, the more you want. I'll just tell you a story. I have a network, I have a foundation of human understanding in England. It's about 35 years old. I haven't been back there for a long time. They're doing pretty good. But when I first started Talk Foundation of Human Understanding, I needed someone to take care of me. I had to go back to America. I got the wrong guy. I mean, he had a car that from the government, and he had a apartment from the government. I don't know why where I was, but I wasn't as wise as I should have been. But I learned something. And he says something about sex. We got to talking about that. He says, I have a problem with sex. He says, the more I have, the more I want. I'll say it to you as best I can, as I remember. He says, this went on for a long time. So the more sex I got, the more I wanted, and the more I resented the woman for not giving me enough. That's what men do. They get it, but then they need more. But the woman can't give more. She can't whore herself away. But anyway, so he goes from one woman to another, and it used to be every week, and then it was every day, and then it takes every hour, and then it was coming every minute. Now listen carefully. So he says, the love-hate relationship, the hunger and the fulfillment, got so close together. See, because when he's finished, he's happy, but he's not. He needs more right away. He feels like she's being cheated because he didn't get enough. That's how it feels. So one day, he found himself. There's a knock on the door, and it was just a little while before he had sex with another woman. This is when I found out all these things. It was a wonderful journey, a wonderful, interesting thing to me. Things like that could be. He found himself, the more he had, the more he wanted, and the more quickly he had to have it, until it got to a place where he found himself, the woman knocks on the door, they're on the floor, they're having sex, and he's beginning to hate her already while he's having the sex, and he's found his hands round her neck, choking her. It got so close because, you see, the more they get, the more they want. And this one was extraordinary. The love, the need for love came back more quickly, more hungry, until while he's doing it, he still wants more. He can't stop. And he hates it. He can't stop. He hates it. And the anger awakens the passion. Anger awakens the passion. And he began to be angry, and he found his hand around the neck. That is a true story. Okay. Okay. You got to be careful. Human beings are not meant to be driven by emotions. You can be brave without emotion. You can love without emotion. You can love because you love, because you're full of love. There's a Spanish words. I don't speak Spanish, but there's these two words put together are so sweet. So a man puts his hand and pulls a man out of the water because he's drowning. He just puts his hand down and pulls him out, or throws him a rope. And he says, "Gracias." And the other man says, "De nada." Nothing. That is de nada. Thank you. And so, that is love, where there's no obligation and no end to loving. Being gracious. It does not mean to say you're looking for love. You already have love, because God has saved you from love, but made you a lover, which means an agent of God that doesn't need love from anyone but loves, and sets an example for what love is. Okay, 800-866-8883. 800-866-8883. My number in my office. Listen, see this? This is what it's called coping strategies. See? I mean, I've got to look myself to see if I can see. That's it. Coping strategies. And this goes to a soldier, a veteran, and within a few minutes he starts to get better. Within a few minutes. And within a few days, the symptoms are going away. And within a month or so, he's free. Would you begrudge this? This is 60 years old, this idea in here. It is about 10 years old, the way it is. Would you help me share this with people? Look me up in the internet, Roy Masters Military Connection. Find the connection, you'll see who is behind this, who agrees with it, where the authority lies. Except money. You can get a coffee for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, www.fhu.com. I guess fhu.com works okay. And then you can get a copy of this. And as a matter of fact, there's a little bit of problem on my website where the meditation doesn't take you. There's something wrong with the meditation one, so you need to call my office for this one. Or be still and know, and then let you have a download for $10. And your life has changed. We'll be right back. Close the